I'm Will D, and this is
Brian Thorson.
And we're from the Haven Collective, which is Haven Gastropub, Taco Asylum, Provisions Market, and Haven Brewing.
Right here in downtown Pasadena, coming at you live. Well, kinda. But cheers, folks.
Cheers.
How's it going, everyone? We're here with another episode of BGR, Beer Geek Radio, and I'm your host. My name is Brad. I'm flying solo today without Steven and Chris. They had some prior engagements, but I'm not alone at this table. I'm at a fantastic location in Pasadena called Haven Gastro Pub, and I'm sitting here with Will D and Brian Thorson. Say hello, guys.
Hello. How are we going?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Nice little Saturday out here in Pasadena. I'm pretty excited. We've been talking back and forth, trying to get on the show with you guys for a while, and now we're finally here. So we, as I said, we're at Haven Gastro Pub in Pasadena. Obviously, I've been here once before. Now this is my second time. I've been to the one in Orange, so you guys have a few locations. Nice little place. You guys can get a great array of food, beer. You guys got spirits and wine and stuff too, right?
Yep.
Sounds good. Good. Real quick, give our audience kind of a brief idea of some of who you guys are. Tell us a bit about yourselves before we get into it.
Well, I'll take that, Brian.
Yeah, you've been doing this a little bit longer.
A little bit, yeah. 2009, we opened up a Haven Gastropub in Old Town Orange, a little beautiful, small, back-in-the-future type of little town. So it's really cool to have a traffic circle in the middle, and they have this huge Orange International Street Fair, which is really great. So we opened our doors to 500,000 people when we opened up. So it was pretty great. So craft beer to go along with a great food selection. Chef Greg Daniels put together a great menu. We wanted to kind of have something that complemented that. So we went with craft beer, boutique wine, and artisan spirits. A lot of whiskeys, gins. Classic style cocktails made that way as well. So that was our first stint, 2009. 2011, in January, we opened up Taco Asylum, which is a synonym to Haven. So people think that it's something like a crazy taco. It's actually just a synonym to Haven, so Asylum is. So we did non-traditional, non-Mexican tacos, as I like to say. So basically, if you had a plate and you made a taco, there you go. So you had a dish and you threw it in a tortilla. It's really awesome. Did that end of 2011. We opened, we found this location here in Pasadena. It had some brew tanks in it. So we opened up Haven Gastro Pub and Brewery in Pasadena the end of 2011. And first year, we had one of our sous chefs as our brewer to kind of get things off the ground. He ended up opting to stay in Orange County, not moving up this way. So we had a void that needed to be filled. Came across Brian, and he came along at the beginning of 2013. Started brewing beer a couple months later after dialing in the system the way he wanted it. And Haven Brewing is full force. So that's kind of like the product outside of the location. It's kind of not location specific, it's more of the brand. So Haven Brewing is the beer. And then just a week ago, we opened up Provisions Market in Old Town Orange, just a few doors down from Haven Gastropub, which is a bottle shop market, craft bottle shop market, and deli. So
how about you, Brian? What kind of give us a brief rundown of your background?
Basically, this is new for me. I've been a production brewer my whole career, basically. So started about 10 years ago, went to Davis, wanted to ditch the old career, get into brewing. Kind of school is kind of my thing. I like doing that, so decided to do that before I knew I was going to get into the field. And then after that, I just wanted to get as much experience and as much exposure in the field, get a taste of everything, all the equipment, all the all the, you know, regions and beers and things like that. And then just put in my time basically to get more experience. So, the more time passes and the more you observe and the more people you work with, the more you can incorporate into your arsenal of whatever it is you consider your attack plan. Worked at some nice places, everything from large and keep getting smaller. So I think this is about as small as it gets now. So I get a lot more, I get my hands on everything, so to speak, just the whole ball of wax. Right now, new market for me. Then most of my time was spent in California, Northern California, with first off on the East Coast, and then before I moved back to California. Been from this place for a long time. So got a little exposure in Boston, and then came back. Worked for 8 years in the Bay Area, and then a little jaunt in Michigan for just under a year. And now I'm here in SoCal, which is an exciting market. Lots of things happening.
And you've obviously, we know we're going to get into some more specific questions too about your specific brewing background in terms of where you've been prior. But before we get into the more specific questions, I kind of have a question for both of you guys. You guys can answer it however you feel like. Obviously, you guys, you gave us a quick rundown of what different locations you guys have, and I had a question in terms of for our audience. You guys obviously started as a gastropub in Orange, and then you obviously came here and everything. So you guys have become what's known now as the Haven Collective. Kind of give me a quick explanation if you can as to what the idea behind that was. I mean, was that always the goal? Was to start one thing and then quickly move on to another, because you guys don't have a long history. I mean, 2009 wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, 2009 definitely is a short stint, but it definitely is for Orange County. Craft beer wasn't much of anything. I mean, you had pretty much two players in the scene there. You had Hollingshead that had been, it's coming on their 50th year anniversary. And you had Beachwood Barbecue, which has been doing in Seal Beach, which has been doing it for a very long time, doing a great job. So, as far as that, most people didn't even know much about craft beer. We opened up, and people were shunning us as like, "Oh, you need to change. Where's this beer? Where's that beer? We don't recognize anything on the list." So, after Haven Gastropub first opened, it's something that we definitely want to do. We immediately went into the idea of expanding the concept, just because we were enjoying ourselves. It was fun, and it still is. It's an amazing thing. That's where Provisions came about. We were about to open up a bottle shop market type thing right before the brewery opened, the brewery Provisions, and then we didn't open it because they did, so there's no point to kind of do it. So we supported them down the street instead of opening it up like a door down from us in the same building technically. So for us, the collective thing ended up being just an expansion of ideas that my partners and I had. So it was one of those things. We wanted to stay within the craft beer mold because that's something that we support. We're 100% craft beer. We don't have any of those token, as some places call them, crap taps, where they'll hide some macro beer or something like that, and that's the goal. We just want to kind of further that and look to do it.
And now, like I said, I got some specific questions for you, Brian. The biggest question, first and foremost, the one I think is probably going to be on most people's minds, familiar with the situation. You had experience at Trumer Pills and obviously Drake's. Why Haven? What was it that really? How did they get you down here?
I was on the look for a move, and needed to be in a very kind of a market that was kind of on the upswing and had a lot of potential. That was the base of everything. And the food idea, the whole food idea and the market here was definitely the largest factor. And I wanted to try something a little smaller where I could get a different sort of experience. I always said that, you know, at someday maybe I'll go to some kind of pub or something like that, and that was just the only missing part of what I've done over the last few years. So that seemed to fit as well, and I just did my research on the web, checked out what Haven was, and it seemed right down my alley for what I was looking for. That's it in a nutshell.
So who initiated the conversation? You know, you obviously, I mean, it seemed like you had said, Will, earlier that there was kind of a void. Somebody didn't want to make the move. And then you wanted to make, you were itching for a move here.
Yeah.
Had that work. I mean, you said you initiated it.
And I just read it. And then I just looked around a lot. And then I wrote him an email.
I posted on Pro Brewer that we needed a brewer, and some friends of mine, Victor over at Taps and Evan over at Noble Ale Works, gave me some great advice, and put together an email or a posting, and Brian responded. I didn't get the response. Ended up in the spam folder of thanks Gmail, and there's a very long. It was funny. It was just a rip. It was just a put said in Beer Paper LA about the novel that I stated that Brian wrote. It was great. Sat there, read this whole thing, and you could tell that the guy had gone through a long stint of finding out our history. You know, there was an interview that was on the web, and he'd watched that, and then some other interviews, and then all the press that's there. The chef and my business partner has gotten a lot of press. Our PR and marketing person, Mona Shaw Anderson, does a great job on everything that she does, and really has kind of put us on the map in that respect. So it ends up being that Brian had a lot to go off of at that point. So you could tell he read all of it, and it was very clear, it was very concise, and there was a lot of it, and so it was great reading it. I was sitting there at our office in Orange, and I turned to my business partner Greg and said, you would not believe this email that I got and the experience that he has. I mean, I knew every place he had worked at. I'm like, and you know what, wait a second, I met this guy before. I was up in San Francisco for San Francisco Beer Week, and a friend of mine was working on getting Drake's to distribute Drake's down this way. So he was there to kind of talk with them and everything else. And I was walking around with them, and I met Brian at that point. You can't miss the long goatee. And I looked up his picture, and I'm like, I know this guy. I've met him. I totally know him. So it ended up being one of those things. Like Brian said, it's a chemistry thing. It ended up being one of those scenarios where all the pieces fell together really well. So
initially, when you read that email and you knew who he was, and you knew that he was looking to get involved with what you guys were doing, I mean, was the initial reaction like, yeah, absolutely?
The initial reaction was, there's no way I can get this guy. There's no way, because I know the beers. All of them. We had Trumer at Haven before they were distributed down this way, and it was... And there's no one of the, that's all they brew, and you can't beat that Pilsner. So
no,
it's amazing. And even Harpoon, the beers that are over there. So Harpoon and Trumer and Drake's, the lineage that's there in the background is pretty amazing. So to look at all that and everything else, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Brian, what's, you know, obviously you said you've bounced around, you've done East Coast, you've done Michigan for a brief stint, and mostly Northern California. What's the transition been like? I mean, I know it's not a super culture shock going from Northern California to Southern California.
I think the people in NorCal might make it seem like a bigger transition, but it's not really that big of a transition. I guess weather's a little bit different, but a lot of the same. Attitude is there beer wise, beer culture. So I think there's just they're used specifically in LA. They haven't had a lot of the years with an abundant amount of breweries, to actually be around. That's the only difference, I guess, is that they don't have all these guys who've been around 20 years. They have a few, but, like, nothing too crazy. And then there's San Diego to the south. And so, I don't know. I like it. It's very relaxed, very enjoyable. I like the pace of life. And thankfully, I don't drive a whole lot. And
well, we're happy to have you down here in Southern California. Obviously, I'm sure many people have welcomed you here, but on behalf of Beer Geek Radio, I say welcome to Southern California again. And really quick, as the head brewer now for Haven Brewing, what's the main goal going forward? What do you look to accomplish? And before you answer that, I do want to let my audience know, rest assured, we haven't made mention to beer that we're drinking currently. But worry not, we are drinking. Was it Disco Pants?
Mm-hmm.
I have a flight in front of me of four beers. I don't know which one's which.
That's Hops Inc.
This is great.
Yeah, that's an IPA. So I think they went in order of how they were brewed. Simcoded, Lenny G, More Please, and Hops Inc. Simcoded was the very first test run of the brew house with the new water system and everything. That's 5.5% light in character body. It's supposed to, that our mantra is that we're gonna try to have it, especially right now the season, just have as many beers that you can drink more than one of. That's the goal. You know, there are those sippers, but I don't know, there's nothing more satisfying than having a nice light pail that you can just sit back, and it's not really a session beer, but it's definitely got some sessionish qualities, I guess.
Suppose it depends on whose session we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. We'll go lighter. That one's 5.5. We'll probably have some 4s and 4.5s and stuff like that. Yeah, so we're going for balance and sessionability for a lot of these. And that's the goal. Oh, we also have another goal. We're establishing the core brands right now. So we're going to have like 4 or 5 standbys that we generally have always. Predictability, something that somebody can come back and go, oh, this is, well, one of the beers, and oh, this is a go-to for me, so I'll order that. I know that's going to be around, so I'll have that. So that's kind of where we were with the first 4 or 5 brews as well.
Cool. That kind of leads me, obviously, into my next question. Where do you see Haven in the next, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 years? I mean, is there something? Are you guys going to move into bottling? Are you guys going to stay small? What are you thinking? What do you guys want to do?
I don't think it's not a secret. We're gonna bottle. So yeah.
There's the brand itself. That's probably a good, better question for me. The brand itself, like I said, Haven Brewing, is something that we want to continue on. I mean, the relationship with Brian is fantastic, and like I said, we're fortunate to be able to have him. There's been other like great partnerships in craft beer. I know I don't always like to try to say it's only us. You know, like Beechwood came together with Julian, which was a great partnership. You know, Gabe and them, great Gabe and Julian coming together to produce the beers that they do over there is fantastic. We're just looking to kind of be a similar type of situation. So good environment, you know, the beers and stuff like that. We know the restaurant does well, but Brian's beers and the product that it is great, you know. Never know, down the road there's always something, you know. Maybe we'll outgrow the space and it's then we turn it to a production brewery or something like that, you know. And we would make sure that Brian was there. So, I mean, that would be the case. So, I want to make sure that that's the case.
That's good, though. I mean, the plan ultimately is to get the product out there in the hands of as many people as possible. But that's good. I mean, because like I said, obviously when you start off as a gastropub that you guys brew on site, you know, the question is, okay, so if I come there and I have a beer that I love, I don't live nearby, am I going to be able to get my hands on in other places? It's
that's
nice to
question.
See that, yeah, you guys are going to be able to do that, at least, you know, in baby steps.
Yeah, we have distribution already, so that's, we started that off right off the bat, and it can be received in San Diego, Orange County, and LA markets right now. Working on Northern California, and so pretty much the entire state. that it can be. It's just the demand right now is pretty high, but we're keeping it to a craft level. There's a little bit of a parameter. We want to make sure that if it's on tap, we've asked that it's only on tap at places that are 100% craft on tap. I know I mentioned that before. No, like, you know, onesie twosies, because they don't feel they can kind of curve the people. When we opened up in Orange, that was a challenge. I mean, people come up and say, you know, my favorite beer is this macro beer. And we'd be like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, we don't have that, but we have this, you know, and this is great. We wanted the, wherever the beer was going to be at, the places that we're pouring, we had the same challenges. So Brian's Kolsch is so fantastic. I mean, it's light, it's there, it's easy drinking. That should be the beer that a lot of craft places would look to do, because it's difficult to get a great lager, pilsner, blonde that's easy drinking. There's some out there, but they're few and far between. The ones that are done in a craft way are really, really good. So that's the thing, is that we can be those great gateway beers to the people getting into the craft beer movement.
My last question for you, Brian, specifically. You obviously are the mastermind now behind the beer here at Haven Brewing. What's coming? Is there anything that you can disclose about stuff you're working on, experimental stuff? What's
I don't know.
What
the
do you
tanks
got in
are
your
full.
Mind?
I guess the most different. Well, I have a 4.5% of brown with coffee added. It's going to be coming out. A chocolate wheat. It's very. I don't know what to call it yet. There was a lot of chocolate added. So those are the two different ones right now. So we have American Red, not the Amber, a double IPA, the chocolate wheat, the coffee brown, Hefeweizen, which is not there yet on your plate. Those are in line, and then I have to rebrew some coated and probably hops ink, and I guess there's an Oktoberfest coming real quick, it's a fest style beer, not October. We're jumping the gun. This is specifically.
Yeah, we're doing a Marzen. Doing a Marzen, Baldi's Oktoberfest. It's brewed in honor of Hollingshead owner and founder. Their grandfather passed away, and so it's in honor of him. He passed away last year, so their 50th anniversary. We're brewing a beer for him.
Yeah, I've had a few questions. Fest beer?
Yeah.
July. I'm like, July. Well, there's always a good time for a fest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I agree. That style. That style. Fests
are always, man. Come on.
Style's amazing. So, yeah. I mean, what is it? Mars, and they call it when it's not fest time. So yeah.
But, I mean, even still, I mean, it's like you said, it's such a drinkable style. I mean, it's so famous and popular for all the stigma that it gets, but it's such a drinkable style.
It is.
Especially when you drink some of the craft beers consistently. I mean, it's such a drinkable style.
True.
When Oktoberfest comes out, I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. And people are
always.
Like, already?
That's my go-to during that time of year. I
oh,
love
yeah.
when it comes around.
Absolutely. So. Okay, well, we've gotten an idea of, obviously, what Brian's got planned for the Haven Brewing. Some of the actual specific beers, you know, I wasn't, when I asked the question, it was really kind of what's coming. He actually broke it down. We know there's a coffee brown coming up. We obviously know there's a chocolate wheat coming up, obviously, to go along with what other great stuff they've got down here. So I will be at the doorstep whenever that coffee brown comes out, because coffee and me, just, man, that mix is great. So really quick, before we get out of here, I'll turn these guys loose on their wonderful Saturday. Before we do that, I just kind of, the provisions is a big thing. Obviously, just opened up. It was a location already there prior. Brewery owned it, obviously, as everybody knows. Obviously, our hearts were broken when they closed it, and then we found out shortly after it wasn't really going to close. It was just going to be different, and in many ways improved. Will, why the location? Obviously, you kind of alluded to the fact that you wanted to do it already. So when you found out they closed it, was it just like, okay, we'll take that one?
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, there's a great backstory to it, and I'll keep it brief because it can go long, but. We had decided that we were going to do something like this. We had a, you know, 2+ hour wait at Haven and Orange, and it was getting ridiculous. So a salon space opened up couple like in the same building technically, and we were going to open up this a place down the street on the north side of the circle called Frog's Breath went out of business, and Greg and myself went over there to bid on some of the equipment. We were going to pretty much roll it down the street and and put it right in the space. So we were great. And then we had talked to Patrick and Jonas in the very beginning with the brewery, from the very beginning when we opened up. And they're actually our first beer that we had on tap. And they were going to open up in Placentia, Old Town Placentia. Had the lease signed, everything else done. And or at least all the formalities. And Patrick's there with his dad, and they start bidding on things, and we bid on the same things, and he outbids us on everything. Like, man, this is horrible. Like, we couldn't get anything, and we were stopping when it was getting, like, you know, close to a reasonable range. I mean, obviously, the stuff's not brand new, so we're like, all right, cool, cool. And then at the end, Patrick says to us, like, oh, yeah, so we shifted gears, and we're going to go in here. And we're like neighbors. I'm like, oh, man, you should have said something to us. You know, you paid way more than that. So we get it. They went to that spot. So that's the reason why we didn't go there. But the moment that they announced that it was down, I actually made a phone call to Jonas at the time. And he works for the brewery. So
yeah.
If people don't know. The head of, I don't know, he does a lot of stuff over there, operations and other. It ends up being that I give him a call, and he says to me, he's like, yeah, we kind of figured you'd call.
So we were waiting for it.
Within the hour of them announcing it, I was on the phone with him on it, and we were in negotiations right then. It was pretty much a foregone conclusion. The brewery, Patrick made a point to say that they wanted the location to go to somebody that would carry on the legacy of the spot. The name Provisions itself, they're like fine with us still holding on to just that part of it. Obviously, it just only didn't say the brewery.
Mm-hmm.
So, which was great because I was able to climb up on top of the parapet and take a sawzall to just the brewery letters and cut it off. And that is our current sign right now, which is great. So it doesn't say Provisions Market right now, but it does say just Provisions. And everybody refers to it as just Provisions anyways. And it's great. It's a cool thing. A lot of people going in there. We still carry as much brewery beer as legal by law. So there's distribution. So, but whatever they're able to give us, we get it. And whatever our distributor gets, we carry it always. It's always the first thing on my list I look for. So people still get a tasting of what they wanted. But that's the cool part. Provisions. One of the big things, 50% of their beer that they sold was, or that they had there on their shelves, was brewery beer. And even more than that, they sold of it. The idea is that that's cut out, and it's now everybody else's. I think as of today, we're like over 450 plus different ones. So slowly but surely, and it's only craft, and it's very bottle shop wine and beer. So the wine selection's a lot bigger. The diversity of the list is a lot bigger. The food menu, obviously, because we're coming from the restaurant background, is a lot bigger. Cheeses, I believe, is over 70 now that Gray has over there, and meats. And we're barbecuing today, which is pretty cool. Hot dogs and stuff, so it's a lot of fun. So there's a lot of cool things to be able to do there. So people want to go in and they want to, you know, do some steaks. They tell us we'll have them there the next day. So you want some, you know, prime ribeyes, done. You got it. Humanely raised, you know, seafood that's, you know, sustainable. So all the things that Haven's about, we're going to do over there. So it's a lot of fun. Fresh bread, donuts, soon to be Portola coffee. They're not done yet on their build out, but as soon as they are, that's going to be an amazing thing. So we'll adjust some hours, so we'll be open earlier. It'll be great. A lot of fun.
I almost imagine that Will over here actually has an idea of exactly what I'm going to ask, because my very next question I was going to get into was, what's the experience like? If I walked into Provisions right now, what would I see? And he said, craft beer bottles, soon to be Portola coffee, artisan foods, wine. I mean, does it get better than that?
It doesn't. I mean, it's kind of a throwback. It's aprons and plaid shirts, and it's fun. I mean, Greg has a lot of fun with it. We do popcorn with, you know, high in olive oil and sea salt, and it's a lot of fun. It's really cool to be able to talk about the beers, and I'm having a lot of fun curating a list again. I haven't done it since Taco Salam or Haven in Orange, so it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome. I mean, we talked about community and partnership is something that we talk about with everybody that we have on the show. It seems to be the recurring message is that everyone's so helpful. I think one of the wonderful things about craft brewery is the only competition that you have is yourself. You want to make sure you're making a better beer and always making, you know, what you can make, and then you work together with everybody else. And it seems to be the phenomenal way to do things, and it's working. It's awesome. You talked about the experience that you get at Provisions and everything that's, you know, going on there. And we've kind of alluded to what's gone on, obviously, when the brewery closed it and you guys took it over. So you guys, there's a close relationship that you have with these guys, brewery, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. The very beginning, when I was putting together our draft list in Orange, it ended up being that Greg and I decided, we're like, hey, I was talking to Jonas, and he said, stop on by to the tasting room, let's try some beers. So we're like, all right, cool. Hopped in the car, drove down the street 10 minutes down the way, and pulled up to this odd, like, complex, and walked in there, and he's just like, hey, what's up? I'm like, cool. Gets me on the bar, and yeah, taste this, taste that, and both of us are like, man, these are amazing, amazing. And then all of a sudden, he gives us this, like, dark beer. He's like, oh, this is kind of big, you know, blah, 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 and 19% or something like that. And it's like, all right, cool. Right off,
kind of big.
Right off the tap. And we're just like, all right, cool. So we finish up there, and like, hey, man, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'll be hitting you up, and we'll get your beers in and everything else. And I remember it was Autumn Maple and Hottenroth Berliner Weiss were the two beers I put on. And that was, and since the Hottenroth Berliner Weiss, it did so well through the way we talked with our staff to kind of push and everything else, is I had a dedicated sour handle ever since then. And that was my first gig into sours, and I was sold on it from that beer. We made our own syrups and everything else. But when we walked out of the brewery, Greg and I looked at each other and we're like, man, you feel that? Yes, I feel that. So we find out, as we think back later, it's like we're having Black Tuesday on tap at the brewery, just like tasting, no big deal. And now it's like there's lines, and
this is a
beer
it's
clamored
people,
over,
yeah.
all over the world, right? It's just kind of funny that you look back on it. So it's a great relationship we have with them, and that's the thing. We still honor them. The first tap handle that we have at Provisions is the Humulus Lager was there, and we had Local Red on tap as well. So those were the first beers that we had there, right next to Brian's. So it was Simcoe was on tap right next to it. So that's a great part. And I actually pulled a bottle of Black Tuesday out of my collection and opened that up. And Jeff from Portola and his wife Krista, Greg Ace, myself, and Jeff Kleiner, the other person with Portola, their general manager, we all toasted with Black Tuesday. That empty bottle is up in the front window right now.
Awesome.
So it's a cool little thank you. They put together a great spot, and you know, we're happy to carry on the legacy and do it in the Haven way.
Nice. Well, we've got a great idea of what's coming or what's going on currently at the Provisions. We know what's going on beer wise because, you know, thanks to Brian's descriptions of all the stuff they've got coming. So for anybody who potentially needed any more incentive, I don't know how that's possible, to check out the Haven Collective, well, now you got it. Provisions, Taco Asylum, the two locations obviously in Orange and Pasadena. Really quick, before we get out of here, guys, what's coming for the Haven Collective? Any more locations, expansion, anything?
Yeah, we got some stuff under our sleeves. We're always looking. We think Provisions is a great concept, and always looking at that. Taco Asylum, we've been looking for a little while. It just has to be the right location. That's the thing. I mean, it's an age-old saying, location, 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 the top three things you look for, especially with a restaurant. we wish our parking was a better situation at Taco Asylum. It definitely causes some struggles at that location. We definitely see a lot more business and a little bit more popularity, even though it's doing really well. But we're just looking for the right spot. So it's a lot of fun. We're enjoying what we're doing. If we weren't, we wouldn't be doing it anymore. We're kind of more of a happy partnership and everything else. And to add Brian into the partnership earlier this year was pretty amazing. So, you know, we're fortunate, and we consider to, you know, consider ourselves fortunate.
Awesome, awesome. Obviously, Will D, Brian Thorson from Haven Gastro Pub and the Haven Collective, giving you guys an idea of kind of the way they do things. I can say from being here so far, it's definitely the right way. For those people in Orange, check out Haven Gastro Pub and the Provisions. If you're in Pasadena, come to the Haven Gastro Pub location. Fantastic beer, great food. One last thing, I'll give you guys the opportunity. You guys have the floor and the open mic. If you guys have any events coming up or anything you guys want to tell people about, where they might find your beer, I give the floor to you guys.
We were just at Nepenthea, which was in Costa Mesa, which was a lot of fun. So Brouhaha, it's coming up in Orange County. We'll be there. Good event there. And we'll be having our food there as well. I believe Taco Asylum is going to be there, possibly Haven. So that's going to be some fun times. But yeah, beer event coming to you soon. Stone 17th anniversary, I believe, will be there as well, which is coming up soon. And as far as beers, ask your local craft beer only spot. You know, we're regulars at quite a few places. We just dropped off some kegs to our distributor, so they can pick us up at through Artisan Ales. Just make sure that you're craft only, or unfortunately that's not the case. We just don't have enough beer to go around. There's a lot of great locations out there, and we'd love to do it, but we had to draw the line in the sand somewhere.
So you heard it here. Anybody who has their your local craft only spot, demand Haven Gastro Pub. Demand Haven Brewing's beer, because it's great stuff, and it's not just a catchy name. It is delicious. You know, obviously you guys know who I am. I'm your host. My name is Brad. You guys can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. You can track our drinking habits on Untappd. We've got the For What Ails You event coming up in August in Upland. $25 gets you in, bottle share, live music, food, and a rare bottle raffle. Next week we're going to be on location at the Brew Rebellion opening. For Haven Brewing, I just want to thank you guys for letting us come down here and hang out with you guys for a little bit. Will D, Brian Thorson, it's been a privilege. Thank you guys so much.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, guys. We'll see you next week.